Vayter in Shas, we're in Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav, picking up on the very top line. We had discussed how Isi ben Yehuda said that women are going to be putter from making a bald spot, making a karcha. Abaye is going to give another makar. Amar, Abaye, Amar, Haynu Tamid Isi, this is the reason to come. Karcha, karcha, mi b'nei Aaron, he learns that Gzir Shava, karcha, karcha, from the sons of Aaron. Says Rashi, very top line, mi b'nei Aaron, d'chsev, lo yikhu karcha berosham gabe emor ela kohanim. Malah noshim b'tur shalik over there. Women are potter. Afka noshim b'tur. So to hear women are going to be potter. Right, because over there it says b'nei Aaron, not b'nos Aaron, so we're going to be potter. V'i sevirlan. For like the Gemara, if we really hold d'ik siv, d'chik siv kura d'kule inyanu d'chsev, that when the pasuk says b'nei Aaron is talking about here, it's pattering the women, then, you know, is written about the entire section that's written over there, and therefore all the laws over there, then this should come in, let the pasuk just be quiet. It doesn't have to say anything. V'tisa b'kavachomer, we'll learn it from a kavachomer. V'ana min, I would say, u'ma kohanim shiri b'hem akasav mitzvah siseris. If by we know the din, by the halachas of kohanim, where there are more halachas by them, and they are not allowed to make a bald spot, B'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron means the sons of Aaron, not b'nos, not the daughters. Yisrael called Shekain. Isn't it poshet by Yisraelim the Isser about making a bald spot would only be by men and not by women? It says the Gemara Elav. So we don't need to say it. Says the Gemara Elav Gzer Shava didn't have Gzer Shava Havamina Hipsegenyan. I would have thought that there was a split in the Inyan over there. The words B'nei Aaron only applies earlier. There's a bunch of psukim, and it stops in the middle. So maybe we thought it was a split, and only certain things, it's only by the boys, not the girls, by the men, not by the women, by the men, not by the benos. Therefore, as the Gezer Shav, say no extends to all of them as well. Frek the Gemara, Yim Kol Zed, this Kavachomer might not really work for us to tell us that she's going to be potter. Why? Hashanami Nima Hifsekanyim. Let's say it was Hifsekanyim. And Taka, she's going to be Chayev. Vimishim Gezer Shav, you want to say Gezer Shav, is going to say that no, women are going to be potter. Boy, look at the Tanya. I could say that no, I need to gezer shava for something else. And what is that? Lo yikhu, the pasuk says, don't make a bald spot. And then it says, yachal afilu karech arba v'chamesh karechos. You would think maybe if she did, if the person did four or five, lo yikhaev l'achas, going to be chayev one. Tamad lomar karcha, says lo yikhu karcha, doubles up nor karcha, v'chayev al kol achas v'achas, to be chayev in every individual one. Birosham, ma tamad lomar. Why does it have to say Berosham? Levishan Amar Lo Sisko to do, Velo Sisim Karcha Ben Enechem Lameis. Says the pasuk says in Devarim that you shall not gash yourselves, not make a bald spot between your eyes for the dead. You loch Yachalo Yechayev Ella Al Bein Heinayim. You thought you're only going to be Chayev if it's between the eyes. That's where the bald spot is. That's the only time that it's going to be a problem. And now the rabbis call Rosh, how do we can include the entire head? Tamad Loma Berosham, Lechayev Ala Rosh Kibin Enayim, to Mechayev on the head, just like between the eyes. Mainly ela kohanim, and I only know that this applies to kohanim. Sheriba b'hem a kasav mitzvos yeres, because the fact that they have extra mitzvos. He told me, "I had to know that Yisraelim also included in this iser. We're making a bald spot anywhere in the head. Number kan karchav, number lahol and karcha. It says over here karcha. It says in the place by all yidden karcha, ma kan, just like over here, in reference to the kohanim, it's aser chayev al kol karcha v'karcha, and each one of them chayev al kol rosh, kibbeni naima, the whole head, like between the eyes, afahol, and so too over there also, a regular yid, chayev al kol karcha v'karcha v'chayev al rosh, kibbein ha'einayim. It's got to be both over there. Ma laholin al meis, just like over there. Rashi says, "Be Yisrael al meis the hasam ksiv al meis." If it's talking about a dead person, afkan al meis over here in reference to the kohanim, his bald spot is aser only if it's done when a person is in a state of mourning for a dead body. So we don't have a gezer, the gezer sefer to show us over here that women are going to be putter from making this bald spot. It says Gemara M K, and if that's really true, that the gezer sefer is only teaching us all those things in nichtov kerach, my karcha. Why is the word karcha? Shamad mina tarti. We learned both things over here. Everything we just said, and the fact that women are going to be potter. Rava Amar, answer number three. We saw yesterday, number one. We saw it so far, Abai on the top of the page, number two. And now we have Rava gives number three for EC's pshat to say the women are going to be potter from this iser of making the bald spots. Rava Amar, hainu time of the EC. This is the reason. The Yalef, bein einechem mitzvillin. She learns out We learns it out from tefillin. It says the words bein einechem between your eyes. Malahol nashim b'tur, just like women are potter from putting on tefillin bein einechem. Afkan nashim b'tur, so too they're potter of making the karcha bein einechem as well. The Rava, who just brought his pshat right now, my time alo amr ke abaya. Why doesn't he like abaya's pshat of his gzera shava of kerech karcha? I was the gemara kerech karcha lo mashmalei. He doesn't. He's not masking that. You make such a big deal about it. They don't learn the dinim from that. Vabai my time alo amr kerov. We can say like Rava says, bein einechem amr lecha tefillin gufayo mehacha gamrla. We're using the bald spot shtickle to teach us a mitzvah about tefillin. And what's that? We learned tefillin from this. Mala halan makam sha'osim karcha begova shel rosh. Just like over there by the bald spot, it's talking about a place where the bald spot can be made on the upper part of the head, which means where there is hair over there. Afkan makam anachal begova rosh. That's how we know that the tefillin also goes makam gova rosh on that place of where the hair grows. Bein labayah, bein larava, hai banim atem, mai darshi bay. Says Rashi, Ubein Labaya bin Laravat, the Nafkilu Petur Danashim, Mikra Achrina Banamatem, Mai Darshbe. What are the dash from the words Banamatem? Hecha mi hai mi boyle chetanya needs for the following. Banamatem la Hashem alokecham, you're the children of Hashem. Bizman shetem nogin minak banim atem kurim banim. At the time when you act like you're like children, you're called children. But when you don't act like children, you're not called children. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, wow. Rabbi Meir Omer, bein kach or bein kach atem koreim banim. No. Man of Shechi called the children of Hashem. Shenamar banim sechalim hema. Because the Pasuk says, they are foolish children. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So we know a person goes and they do the wrong thing. So this is weird. For Omer banim lo emun bam. And it says in Devarim, children in whom there's no loyalty. For Omer zerem mereim banim Mashchisa, Pasuk in Yeshaya, a seed of evildoers, children that act corruptly. Ve'omer, another Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'ha'ebim kom asher ye'omer lehem lo amia tem ye'omer lehem b'nei ekel chai. And it says, instead of that which said to them, you are not my people, it shall be said to them, you are the sons of the living God. Rabbi Meir bringing out the Pesukim over here. I mean, the Gemara is going to answer why he's bringing so many, but I would just initially say, don't even have a thought that you're not the children. Of course we're the children of Hashem, according to Rabbi Meir. Okay, in any event, what we see nonetheless is that Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir are both saying that this pasuk of here, banim, just means children, not to take a particular to sons. Now the Gemara says, my va'omer. Why is Rabbi Meir decided to say va'omer in all of them if he already had this pasuk that says that it means children? If you want to say that when they act like fools, they're called banim kilespu hemanusayu lomerke banim. But when they don't have that, when they're not loyal, they're not called banim. Therefore, you have to have the pasuk toshema veomer banim lo emun bam, the children whom there is no loyalty. V'chitem v'chilespu hemanusahu demikre banim. When they don't have loyalty, they're not called children. But ki polchel avodas kachavim lomerke banim. Once they're not loyal anymore, right? They're involved in avodah zara, then they're not called banim. Tashma zer mereim banim meshchisim. They're still called banim. In such a case, with children that act corruptly, v'chitem banim meshchisim who demikre, they're still called children then. But bnei ma'aliya lomikru, but they're never going to be called full fledged kids when they behave in such a fashion. Rashi says that od la'olam, it'll never be able to get it back. Toshema v'omer v'hayim b'mkom asher ye'omer lehem lo ami atem li'omer lehem b'nei kel chai, that we say that instead of that which is said to them, you are not my people, it's going to say you are the sons of the living Hashem, meaning it's going to be the tale that a person does tshuva, you can get back to the real, considered like a full-fledged. Rashi says, the Hadri Mikri B'nei Kelchai, Ali the Teshuva, they go back to be called that because of the fact that they did Teshuva.
Zuck the next Heilige Mishnah. Yeah, we're going to see a bunch of things here that have to do with bringing Karbanos now. And we're going to see that when only Kohanim do it, but not a Bas Kohen, she doesn't do it. And women don't usually partake of these type of things, except for when it comes to the Sota that they have to do to Nufa by waving because the owner has to wave it. Hasmichos, that was when you lie, when you rest on the animal before you go and do shchita. Vatnufos, and waving, that is talking about the different karbanos that have to be waved. Va'agoshes, and bring the, this is the mincha, bring it to the mizbeach for the abroad. Va'kamitzos, that's also to do with karban mincha. To do kamitzo, you take the uncertain flour with the hand, the three middle fingers, and wipe it off with the pinky and with the thumb. Va'aktaris, and it's a burning on the mizbeach. Va'malikos, doing what's up, malika, as to the birds, with the nails. Va'kabalos, and receiving the dam after the shchita. Va'azos, and sprinkling of the blood. Nogim ba'noshim, l'noshim, that applies to men and not women. Chutz, mincha soto, nazira, except for the mincha of a sota and Nazir, Nazira, Shehen Minifas, they have to do the waving. Zakt Rashi, Enu Somchos, Enu Minifa, Enu Mageshes Mincha, Vafil Hi Kohanes, he means Kohanes, Enu Avodik Sher Bala, Hagish Mincha, Bekaren Marvis Dromas, Kambrani Kamish Patad, the Tanina Law, Beperik Beis, the Sota, Willen Daf Yud Dalam Beis and Sota, Veena Kometsis, Ven Makteris, Veena Molekas, Oaf, Veena Mikabels, Dam, Veena Mazeb, Dam, Chatas, Oaf, Chutz, Misota, Nazira, Shehem, and Nifos, Minchosam, Asman, Bein Kohanis, Bein Yusalis, but she's a coin, or Yisraelis, Sheminchosan, Tuna, Tunufa, because that has to be done through the Bailam, Megamar, Yelophil, Gamar is going to learn that out. Zokta Hailge Gamure. We're going to break down all the Psukim now that we see this. Smichos, the fact that you go and you rest the hands on the head before you go and you do it. Why is anyone do it? The Chesed Daber Bnei Yisrael V'Samach Bnei Yisrael Somchem Ve'im Bnei Yisrael Somchos. Straight up. Next, Tenufos in terms of waving Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Heinif. Speak to the man and wave it, not the women. Bnei Yisrael Menifin Ve'im Bnei Yisrael Menifos. All the men do it, not the women. Hagashos. Let's bring you up to the Mizbeach. That is the Chesed. It's only men, male Kohanim. The Chesed V'Zos Torah Samilcha. Hakrev Osa Bnei Aharon. Rashi's Mehai Kra Nafka La and Hagasha. Eperik Beis Sota. And Benaron Velobanos Aharon Bonobanot Aharon Kemitzos. That as well is going to be the man. How do I know? The Chesed Pasuk says, Ve'evio Ve'kam, Ve'evio El Bnei Aharon Ve'kamatz. Once again, we have there Benaron Velobanos Aharon Haktaros. That's burning. That's done by the Kohanim that are male. The service says, Ve'hiktiru Oso Bnei Aharon Bnei Aharon Ve'lobanot Aharon Hamalikos. That's slaughtering the bird with the nail to the back of the head of the bird. The service says, Umalak Ve'hiktir. And the Kohen will do Malika and burn it up on the Mizbeach. Iskish Malika Laktar, and there's a Hekish of Malika Taktar. Rashi says, Vaha Me'itna Nash. Me'itna nashim me'hiktira osa b'nei Aaron. We already excluded women from the earlier one. Hakabalos receiving the dam has got to be done by coin that's a man. D'chsev v'hikrivu b'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron bring it. V'amar mar. I second that they would bring it. V'amar mar. Beep, turn the page. Laman on the base. V'hikrivu zu kabalos dam. This is talking about the receiving of Zidam. The Hazos and the sprinklage has got to be with the man or the woman. Hazah Deheicha. Now, the Hazah Deheicha, this sprinkle we're talking about here, we're talking about where? Which type of Hazah are we talking about? E de par, we're talking about the that of a par. Rashi says, Hazah's Dama de par Aduma. Elazar Kosuba. It says it's got to be done by Elazar. The Afil says Rashi, Afil Shaar Kohanim Psulim V'Kosher Kenoshim, and even other Kohanim are allowed to do it. Only he's allowed to do it, and therefore says Rashi, Afil Shaar Kohanim Psulim V'Kosher Kenoshim. Certainly, women are going to be busted for doing such a thing. If we're talking about the sprinkles on the inside, Rashi says Hazad Pnim Kigon Aparoches Umizbeach Hazav Hamur Mepar Kohen Meshuach Upar Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. That's what you're talking about over there. Hakohen Mashiach Kosaba, it says over there, it's got to be an anointed coin, which means that the coin Gadol is the one that has to be doing over here. So clearly, it's not them. Rashi says, "Lemeute adyotim v'kotzke nashim." Certainly, women. My itzchle litana lemistaya. Why would he have to even write that? Ella hazah the ben of. Rashi says, "Dechsev bechatas of." And a person does an aveira, it's got to be chatas of. V'hizem idam echatas v'itzrich l'nashmeinu nashim psulos v'nafkalei mikavel chomer. We're going to learn it from mikavel chomer. Mizrikas dam da'olas ben son d'chsiv bei v'zorku b'nei Aharon. So let's see. Ela zos b'nei d'ben of. Da'asa mikavel chomer ben son from a sheep. Uma ben son shelo kavelo koin l'shchitaso. In reference to a sheep that the Torah doesn't say the koin has to come along and do the shchita there. Rashi says, Shashchita k'sher l'zar, d'chsev, ashachat es ben abakar, v'yekrivu b'nei Aharon, mikabal of eilich, and they go and they bring it from there. Mitzvah kuhuna, limeid al shchita, shekshere b'zar, a shchita is going with the zar. We saw that way back in Brachos, daf lamed aleph. So we see the water ben son shalo kover lo koin l'shchita, so kover lo koin l'azaza, but it's set up that he has to do the azar. Rashi's lizrik as damo kedusiv v'zoku b'nei Aharon. Then b'nei ben ov shakover lo koin l'milikaso. Now the koin has to be doing to do the malika. Says Rashi l'chsev yikriva a koin el mizbeach malakas rosho. He has to do the shchita kilu like the malika. And did she ikbalo azaza? So then of course it's clear that he has asked to be doing the azar. So we see that women are going to be are not able to go and do this. Chutz mincha sota nazira. The next part of the mission we said, except for the mincha sota and the nazira, that they have to go do the waving shtickle over there. Amar le Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshia didare, said to Rabbi Yoshia of his dar, of his generation. Rashi says shahaya b'dara amor kamoso v'yesh l'avim mikan shadayin b'mei Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, he was still during the days. Hayo Rabbi Yoshia bar Plukte de Rabbi Yochan Kayam. He was alive. Rabbi Yoshia didare lafuke Rabbi Yoshia kshisha. The original one was still there. It was still alive. So we have to say which one we're talking about here. So he says, Lo teisiv akarech ad da'amrit li laha shmaitza. Don't you sit down until you explain to me the sinin. Minay the mincha sota shuna tenufa. How do we know the mincha sota that it needs to have tenufa in the first place? This, my friends, is a gemara. I think this is, we saw this in sota. Anyway, how do we know this? Minalon, where do we know this? What are you talking about? Big gufa ksiv. It says it straight up in the pasuk. The hainif as a mincha. Just to go and they got to wave it. Ella, no, what he meant is tenufa bibailim. I don't know if the bailim, the owner, has to go and do it. Rashi siteya sota atzma minifta dilma lekoin ka'amar rechmana. Maybe speaking to the coin, tichsev, kedichsev alakach koin miyad isha, and he takes it from the hand of the woman. Asya yad yad mishlamim. Maybe gezer shava yad yad from shlamim. Tichsev hachav alakach koin miyad isha. Tichsev hasam yad dav tivyan, who with his own hands, he's got to bring by the shlamim makan koin af laholan koin, just like over here. In this case of the sota, a kohen waves it. So too, there in the shlamim, he waves it. Malaholim b'ilam af kan b'ilam. And just like over there, by the shlamim, the owner waves it. So too here, do it. Hot case, how is that done? Kohen machnis yado tachasad b'ilam. And if the kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the owner, and they wave it together. Everybody do the wave. Ashkechan sota. So we know it's by sota. Nazir minal. And how do we know that nazira, she has to wave the mincha? Asya kaf kaf mi sota. It's gzer shava kaf kaf to sota, just like sota here too as well. Rashi says, kaf is sota, besota ksiv, venosan al kapel, venazir ksiv, venosan al kapel, nazir. So we have to do it as well. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.